thank you for joining us under a very somber occasion this evening, but what a great life Ken Stabler led in so many ways, and I know you probably have some great memories of him.
Oh, without a doubt. He and I came into the league together same year, same draft class, and we developed a great rapport over the years. He's from Alabama. I'm from Savannah, Georgia. And we used to drive cross-country together the first couple of years that we were in the league. I have nothing but fond memories of him, not only as a player, but as a person. And, you know, it was shocking when I got the news today that he passed away. You know, Kenny's, he was always accessible. We always talked. We always laughed and enjoyed conversation together. And I'm going to miss that about him. And, you know, he was a great football player, without a doubt.
You know, Mr. Atkinson, you obviously did. Like you said, you played your whole, you know, your beginning of your career and with him, and he obviously was the quarterback of your football team that won the world championship and got Super Bowl XI. What's one memory you have from that game and one memory of Ken Stabler during that game you could share with everybody?
His composure, his confidence. You know, he was one of the leaders on the team. And the thing about Kenny was that he was so sharp as a quarterback. He called his own plays during that time. It wasn't like his setup today where the coach from the box calls the plays and the quarterback just, you know, he executes it. Kenny called his plays. He set it up. The game plan that he and Madden would set up and have for a team, he would execute that. And he did it with finesse. He did it with intelligence. He did it with class. I mean, you watch Kenny Stabler play, you never saw him rattled. You know, you saw him concerned, but never rattled. And between he and John, they took a game plan and made it work. And you look at his record over the years, you know, our win-loss record during the time that he was there with the Raiders. I mean, he got played, I don't know how many championships, I think, the years that we played together, we played something like 6-7 championship games with the Super Bowl win. And when you look at that, that's major accomplishments. We dominated our division. And Kenny was the motivating force for us. I mean, this guy would, I mean, his calmness would just permeate through the whole team. And you know, we looked up to him to be the leader that he was on offense as a quarterback, and he fulfilled that. We all had respect for him. He was a guy that played hard on Sundays and on Mondays on his day off. He definitely had a good time, and he should have. And on Tuesday through Friday, Saturday, he was dedicated to practicing hard and working hard and making things work for us as a team. He will be definitely missed, and a guy that I've had a lot of pleasurable memories of and with. And sorry to hear that he passed away so suddenly.
George Atkinson of the Oakland Raiders with us here on Sirius XM NFL Radio. George, take us back to 1974, if you don't mind. It's last year, the 40th anniversary of the Sea of Hands game. December 21st, 1974, Kenny Stabler, as he's getting torn down to the ground, throws a touchdown pass to Clarence Davis in the final seconds to defeat the Miami Dolphins, keep the Dolphins from appearing in a fourth straight Super Bowl. What do you remember about the game, and what do you remember about what that meant for the Raiders organization? Because at that point, the Dolphins started to go down, and the Raiders started to become a dominating force in the AFC.
It just showed his confidence as a player and his awareness and his composure. I mean, think about it. Here's the guy going down to the ground. He has the awareness to get the ball away before he hits the ground, before it becomes a dead ball, and throws it in the area of one of the players who had the worst hands that we had when he was open. It's Clarence Davis. There's a guy who couldn't catch a cold at North Pole naked. But that particular play, Kenny executed it, and he came through. But, again, it goes to the composure and the awareness of Kenny. And the way this is, we used to see this every day in practice. I mean, our defense was against our offense. It was like a game. Every practice session we had was like game preparation. This guy was so so composed and so calm and so confident until, I mean, it just rubbed off on the rest of them. And he executed well. And I don't see why he's not in the Hall of Fame. I don't understand Hall of Fame selections anymore, but this guy should be in the Hall of Fame. And his play exhibits that, and you look at his record. We played in some of the together. We played 7 championship games, and we won a Super Bowl. So, I mean, I don't know what it takes anymore to get in the Hall of Fame, the less maybe more. Less means more with these guys who select, but this guy should be in the Hall of Fame. He shouldn't have been slighted while he was alive. He should have seen this himself being inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's just a shame. But, you know, we as players know who he was and what he was about, and we appreciated him, loved him, and we'll miss him.